Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Councillor Leah Knott, DA member of the council in the Johannesburg Metro. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for having me.
So for residents of the city, and I'm somebody who really does engage in this, I am finding this process to be absolutely confusing. I don't know what is going on. I don't know why all of this happened. I don't know who's to blame. And I'm not even sure what our leadership in the city is. So can you give us the idiot's guide to the Johannesburg City Council? What is going on there?
So in essence, what happened was there was a programming meeting called by the speaker, I think with about 3 hours notice. And at that meeting, which didn't quorate, they decided to bring back an old inadmissible motion against the mayor because they realized they didn't have quorum in order to put items towards council. So they couldn't take any of the items that were scheduled at that programming committee meeting. And they then brought back an old motion that had been deemed inadmissible. And the speaker then decided that she had the unilateral power to do this and then called the council meeting for the next day and put this through without allowing parties to debate. So if a motion is opposed, our rules require that it be debated and that parties be given a chance to speak to it. And that was not allowed. She granted a caucus break, but she didn't allow for it to actually happen. And then, in essence, you know, pushed this vote through for a new mayor, which was Councillor Morero. And that is what we're fighting legally, because we have a legal system. We believe fully in the rule of law. And if we allow a sort of, you know, distraction from our rules and legislation, it becomes a very difficult situation. It'll only get worse over time. Because if you can abuse that, then you can abuse pretty much anything, and that'll then start affecting your residents. When they start bringing reports or approving reports outside of council because they don't feel that they need to abide by the rules, residents are going to suffer because of it. So we have to fight this particular issue due to the fact that there was no legality in what was done. You know, that leaves us in the position that we find ourselves in.
How long will this process take? What happens in the middle? In the interim?
Well, we have filed a court application. It'll be heard on the 18th, which is next week Tuesday. So we filed it as an urgency issue, particularly for the reason that we don't want it to carry on forever and ever. It's not in the interest of Joburg or its residents for this to be sitting on a court roll for months on end. We need urgent clarity. And I think that was part of the mayor's laying of charges at the Hillbrow Police Station yesterday with regards to Joburg Property Company.
Right. Now, how does this property company come into this?
Yeah, so in, we leased the building, or the city leased the building rather, from Berkshire, which was ProSun House in the West Rand, sort of Rudderprestad. And at the time that the city was using it, it housed the finances call center as well as the call center for our JMPD and EMS. They were moved out of the building. Now, if you understand the history, in 2018, there was a full refurbishment on that building. At the time, I was MMC of Economic Development, so I have that documentation.
Right.
And they refurbished this building completely. They also then, at various times, spoke towards cancelling that lease at a later date. I think it was about 2019 going into 2020, because the landlord had failed to maintain the premises, which gives you the idea that the maintenance, et cetera, was the landlord's, you know, was part of the lease that we had with them. And considering, you know, we were paying over 600,000 rand a month on that building, you would understand how maintenance was included.
Right.
Then what happened in early September is that there was a whistleblower. I actually received messages and tip-offs of that. So did the time MEC in Khululeko and Bundu.
Right.
And that information was then given over to the mayor, and she approached GFIS. And the board of JPC was also informed that this payment to this company, which at the time was in Tesware Projects and Trading, which is a subsidiary company of the landlord, apparently, that we were leasing from. And that originally was a bill of quantity to do the maintenance, to restore the property back to Berkshire, for about 2 million rand. All of a sudden, this was then inflated to 27 million rand.
Right.
Now, The allegations, you can imagine what you can do with 27 million rand.
Just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I mean, I could, you know, I worked in development for like 10 years, you know, project management, et cetera. I could build a whole little, you know, development for you with a couple of houses in it for that amount of money. And to say that that was maintenance costs and, you know, outstanding lease costs is a little bit, you know, stretch.
Mm.
And so this money was paid just before the motion against the mayor was heard in council. And the allegation was that this money was being paid through Sentosa Project and not to the actual landlord, because it was being used to pay off councillors in the city of Johannesburg. So the mayor immediately sent that through to GFIS. The board of JPC was contacted, and they actually were taking action against the CEO in respect to this. Particularly because the amount is so exorbitant and it doesn't make sense. We haven't had a lease with them for over a year. And we moved them out. I mean, the call center is long gone from that building. So in essence, we were only paying them for a very short period of time. And, so yeah, I mean, you can see it in the fact that the Councilor Moreira, as the mayor at the moment, has issued an instruction that all decisions taken by the boards in September are to be retracted.
Wow.
And all boards are not allowed to meet until he says so.
Goodness.
So, you know, I mean, there's definitely, so what we've done is, because this is kind of a very convoluted issue, and there seems to be, you know, there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
And the fact that this transaction doesn't make sense to me, myself, having been in the department for, you know, quite some time
during
the last term, this is a huge amount of money. And it doesn't make sense why you would pay a subsidiary company when your lease is with their parent company.
Incredible.
Company was only registered 2 months ago.
So does it look, on the face of it, that we are stepping back into a world of corruption?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And believe me, you know, I mean, yeah, we don't do this for fun. It really isn't fun. We, you know, we feel that we have an obligation to do it. I'm a resident in Joburg. I pay taxes.
100%.
Absolutely. You know, I don't want to be governed by somebody who's not going to have my best interest at heart.